This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Paul Provenza, and Kerry O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, our panelists will start sharing some untruths with you in our Bluff the Listener game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, it's time to grab your saddle and spurs for another edition of Wait, Wait, On the Trail.
Hey, get along, Dan, little doggy. Get along.
Has our cowboy taken Quaaludes? I'm worried now for the cowboy.
I thought we had to get help.
Once again, we present you with a roundup of the big news this week from the 2008 presidential campaign. Kerry.
Sir.
Senator John McCain, the one-time frontrunner in the 2008 presidential campaign on the Republican side, this week fired his top campaign staff. Bad week for him. Well, thanks to Radar Magazine, we now have a clue why. McCain objected to being forced to do what by his senior aides?
They made him answer his own email.
No, I'll give you a hint. From now on, no more shopping at Banana Republic for those tight-fitting V-necks.
They made him dress funny?
Yes. In his words, they made him wear, quote, gay sweaters, unquote. Now, McCain's presidential campaign is in serious trouble. They're spending more money than they can raise. Their poll numbers are in the toilet. But the last straw, apparently, for McCain, all those sweaters. According to a McCain insider, the senator lit into his staff with a long rant about the campaign and his frustration with being dictated to, particularly when it comes to having to wear, quote, gay sweaters, unquote.
You know,
what constituency do you think he was reaching out to there?
John McCain is a true American hero, and he could say whatever he wants. But I had no idea that a sweater had a sexual orientation.
Who knew? It's not their choice. It's how they're made.
I knew socks did.
Paul, the residents of Basra in Iraq have suffered invasion, bombing, sectarian violence, kidnapping, humidity, you name it. And if that wasn't all bad enough, now they're being attacked by what?
Locusts.
No, worse than locusts.
Frogs.
No.
Hailstone and fire and brimstone.
You've got six left. Hang on.
Being attacked by...
There's no way in the world to hint this. So, Kiri, do you know?
I think she does.
Is this the evil badgers?
Yes.
Oh, the badgers.
The giant... man-eating badgers.
Yes.
The chupacabra of Iraq.
Yes, everybody in the port city of Basra in the south of Iraq is panicked because of widespread rumors of giant man-eating badgers roaming the city at night in search of their terrible prey.
Yeah, because right off the coast of Basra is the island of Dr. Moreau.
Exactly. The inhabitants of Basra blame the British Army for releasing the horrible beasts. Local scientists say, no, it's just this native desert badger. It's up to its usual shenanigans, but this has not stopped the widespread panic. One guy said, this is true, I saw one, he ate my cow. Finally, a British military spokesman had to release what we believe is the greatest statement ever made by an official military spokesman. Quote, we can categorically state that we have not released man-eating badgers into the area. Unquote.
But only because they hadn't thought of it.
Exactly.